Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Ty Jones, The Voice, on Blog Talk Radio. That was the artist Jordan Pauline, phenomenal sister doing her thing in the industry out of the West Coast. She was a guest on my show last year, and we had a wonderful conversation. So pick up that single. It's called W-H-E-T. What? Okay, today's guest, an amazing, creative, talented woman, introducing Claudia Washington. She's the creator of Funky Crystals, and she's going to be in the studio with me today. Claudia Washington is a designer, creative mind behind eyewear. The brand is Funkin' Crystals. Her message to the world is health and wellness. She creates healing eyewear. To find out more about this phenomenal woman, you can go to her website, www.funkincrystals.com. That's F-U-N. KNCrystals.com, okay? Her work has been seen on and graced the faces of Erykah Badu, from Power, Quincy Chad, C. Marie of Love and Hip Hop, Afro B, Lovely Mimi, also Ali from Sister Circle, and Wendy Williams. Man, you gotta love it. So we're gonna talk with her today. Before we get into that, New York Fashion Week, I'm going to continue to promote this. It starts February 9th, 2020. The time, they will have a VIP champagne brunch at 11:30 a.m. The doors open for general admission, 12:30 p.m. And I will be also rocking either the stage or back in the background helping out these phenomenal women. It's called M-E-T-A-V-I-V-O-R, Metavor, and hashtag Cancerland. This is the fourth annual New York Fashion Week fundraiser with the fashion show showing Anna Ono, my guest Dana Donfrey. She was the creator and still is of Anna Ono, and it's benefiting Metavor. Each year, our efforts are focused on highlighting new conversations with the breast cancer community. This year, we are addressing the great divide by rejoining our mastiastic community. These are ladies that have suffered from mastiastic cancer, okay? And they're in their early stages to show the world that they can be hashtag fearless. You can go check out this information by logging on to secure.metavivor. .org. I'll post it on my gram so you guys can check it out. But without further ado, I would love to introduce the fashionista herself, Claudia Washington. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. So, sis, you got it. Let's get into it. You're such a creative being. And you have done some phenomenal work. I follow you on Instagram, and I think your work is amazing. It's forward fashion. It's free thinking. Tell me, what was the motivation behind Funkin' Crystals?
Well, it started with my love of crystals. At the time, you know, I used to go on vacation, you know, go to different islands, St. Thomas, you know, Puerto Rico. And, you know, I would always get jewelry with stones and stuff in it and didn't know why, you know, I was attracted to the crystals. But, you know, all of that, it came full circle after I started, you know, making wall art out of crystals. So that's when I, you know, began to understand my love of crystals and why I was attracted to them, you know. So that's how, you know, really the business got started, because of, you know, the love for the crystals and their energy, you know, very soothing and meditative, you know. It just, you know, it's just a feeling that, you know, envelopes the body, you know, in calmness. You know, and me being a Virgo, you know, I'm always, you know, hyped, you know, anxious. So, you know, working with the crystals is very soothing for me. You know, it suits me. You know, I work at my own pace, and I'm loving it.
I actually love your story, and also the crystal art. Did you have any type of exposure with it? Did you have, were you participating in events to promote that before you did the eyewear?
Yes. I had did several pop-ups and vending events with the wall art. I got a lot of good, you know, reviews, and people loved it, but in my spirit, you know, something about it was, you know, I knew I wasn't supposed to stop there, you know. So I just, you know, was doing research, looking for crystals, you know, places to buy, a distributor, a lapidary, and I came across a pair of wooden eyewear. And I fell in love with them. I was like, well, you know, I'm working with the wood now, with the crystals, you know, to do the art, you know, let me buy a pair of these glasses and see, you know, what can happen. Let me try it. You know, I should be able to, you know, it's wood. I should be able to stick these crystals on here too.
Exactly.
And it worked, you know, cause I did them, and, I wasn't 100% sure. I liked it, you know, but, you know, I was, you know, nobody else was doing anything like that, you know, with real crystals. You know, a lot of people use sequins and, you know,
rhinestones,
other crystals,
things like that.
Yeah, rhinestones.
You know, bling it out,
and,
you know.
Yeah, they're using, you know, man-made material. So, So I just got fixated on it, you know. So I made those glasses, made a couple of more, tested it out, you know. I started thinking long term. I said, well, you know, they're glasses. People are going to wear them, you know. I don't want crystals to fall off or whatever. Let me, you know, before I, you know, get all, you know, excited and whatnot, let me see if this is even viable, you know. So I did the few pair of glasses and wore them. Let them sit. Had a good friend of mine. He fell in love with the glasses. He's like, let me wear them. Let me, and you know, I was kind of nervous because I wasn't sure about, you know, the little product. But he, you know, he's a fashionista. You know what I mean? He, you know, he's, you know, trendy. And he's like, oh, I love them. Let, you know, let me wear them. And sure enough, from him wearing them, I got a lot of interest. And so I just kept moving forward with it, just, you know, creating different styles, using different types of frames, and it just kept going from there.
So what year did this all transpire? Like, what was, because I'm sure this took, it took a minute to have where it's become now, where you have all these wonderful artists and artsy people wearing your funky crystal glasses, and I see all the beautiful models. So take me back to when it all started. Like, what year did you, you know, do the wood with the crystals? What, take me back to that. What year did you, you know, start all this?
It had to be probably the end of 2015. When I started with the wall art. And I can't even really remember, like, what intrigued me with it, because I did wooden unks, I did goddesses, so a lot of metaphysical, type of art and spiritual art.
So before you go forward, because mm-hmm. we're speaking to masses, some people live in Philippines, Nigeria, they listen into uh-huh. the show, even Spain, Greece, and the U.S. So I know mm-hmm. that we understand the terminology metaphysical, but explain to our listeners what mm-hmm. is even, the concept of metaphysical.
Well, when it applies to crystals, crystals have healing properties. They have frequencies and they have vibrations. And just to be to base it on fact and science, so that, the masses can understand, is that everything on the planet has a vibration, has a frequency. And to further break that down, we all vibrate, okay?
Right.
You can't notice it or whatever, because that's how slight it is, but we all have a vibration. And there's a number associated with, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, but we vibrate. So it's the same wow. thing with crystals, So that's how they can help you, because we're all made the same, So it all brings you back to the whole metaphysical concept of oneness. That's what it
yes.
is for me. Somebody else, you
right.
might ask them about what metaphysical is to them and spirituality. They'll tell you something totally different, because they're going to tell you what it means to them.
Yeah.
For me, metaphysical is going beyond this reality, okay?
Yeah.
Knowing
it's like
that.
Transcending.
We,
it's similar
yeah.
to like when you transcend. And
yeah.
So for all that one understand it, metaphysical is relating to metaphysics. The also is a characteristic that has healing power.
Mm-hmm.
Is a type of philosophy or study that uses broad concepts to help define reality and our understanding of it. So
yeah.
metaphysical studies generally seek to explain inherent or universal elements of reality
mm-hmm.
which are not easily discovered. So, in short, it's knowledge of self-discovery,
mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
healing. And so, my sister, I am so with you, because I started that journey back, like, in 2008 when I used to run a holistic wellness center. And my brother was a yogi. I had other massage therapists. We taught Tai Chi. I gave people ionic detoxes for their feet so that it could detox them, saunas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm totally with you. We
mm-hmm.
even did a sweat lodge, when you create the tent outdoors and you got the rock bear and it's like
yeah, and you sit in there, yeah.
Yo,
mm-hmm.
and we had people like Dead Poets come and do it and detox, and other people were drawn to it. And my brother named Tawa, he's an amazing healer. His hands are healing. It's as though when he does massages on you, it's like he transcends. And you
mm-hmm.
feel that energy. And I think some people are not used to or have not understood that, because you see how the society is nowadays. People are
exactly.
so self-involved on social media and me, but do they even know who they are? So
exactly.
I totally am with you. I think this is something that's going to continue with you, because you are on fire right now. So tell me about
mm-hmm.
how, because you've been doing this for like over 5 years, 4 or 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and how did it grow for you to take off like you did, like meeting some of the artists that you have repped and the all of the things that come with it, the website, the models, meeting Aaron, like, talk to me about it.
Well, Aaron, aka the Soldier of Love,
yes.
I actually met him at the skating rink, you know, because I'm a OG roller skater. And
nice.
That's how I actually met Aaron. We were all going out to, I think, Long Island or wherever it was. We was probably going to the Bronx to the skate keep. You know, that skate rink is closed now. And the other car we were following, it was full. So Aaron hopped in the car with me, you know. And we've
okay.
just been friends ever since, you know. And that's been years ago, you know.
Yeah. Aaron is someone that I know dearly. We
mm-hmm.
both attended Virginia State. So I've known Aaron ever since I was 18 years old. I kid you not. And
mm-hmm.
I'm proud to say I'm 46 years old now. So we have seen each other grown, mature, and
mm-hmm.
take that dream. So I know him being this Mr. DQ, I would just compliment you. And he's just a stylish person. So when I saw
yeah.
him rocking those, that's what caught my eye about you. When Aaron had posted something on the gram, his looked like they were wood, the first pair he had.
Yeah.
Were they wood?
Uh-huh. Yes, they
okay.
were.
Okay, so
wood
those,
frames.
They were circular? Were they circular wood?
Yeah, they were schoolboys. That's what we call them here in New York, schoolboys.
Okay. Those look so fly. And that's what caught my eye about you. Like, as far as the fashion, the style of them, the detail in them, and him rocking them, I was like, oh, my God, I got to know who's doing this. So I went to your Instagram page, and that's how we connected. So tell me about, besides Aaron, because he's a great person, how did you manage to start working with some of these celebrities that you've done eyewear for?
Well, most of it was word of mouth. I've been lucky to connect with people, actually, that I already knew. And it's just like it's business 101. All right. I have an accounting degree because that's what my background is. So that's why all of this is like kind of totally different for me because I was, you know, in finance. And now I'm just a total creative. Now, but oh God, what was I going to say? What was I going to tell
you
about?
How you connected with some
yeah.
of these individuals? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So yeah, it was like word of mouth. I got invited to photo shoots, and just from going to the photo shoot and showing up professional, and having my eyewear available. And just certain publications, they just pick up on it. And I ended up on covers of magazines. And from
wow.
that, it just spread because, you know, to them, the magazine, they were the photographers. They was like, oh, this is different. I've never seen this before. You know, let's try this. Let's try that. And it really just took off from there. It's not like, oh, I hired a PR or a publicist or I paid an agency to find. No, I didn't have to do any of that. This was a network that I already had that basically how I look at it, they just wasn't activated yet. Okay, when you're in business, you're told, like, when you go into your own business, the first network, the first people that you're supposed to reach out to is the people that you already know. And a lot of people said, well, I already know them, man. I don't think they are doing anything, you know, in my area, or I don't think they can help me. I used to think like that too, okay? But see
yeah.
what it is, you weren't doing what you're doing now, okay? So the help wasn't there for you yet because you wasn't doing what they could help you with. Now that you're doing eyewear or doing whatever it is that you're doing, you need to reach back out to these people because you don't know who they know, you know, and that's what I did.
That's right.
I had
yeah.
a client that I do taxes for, and that's
okay.
how I ended up hooking up with Erica, you know.
Oh, wow.
She came to get
okay.
her taxes done, And I, you know, this was my first pair of glasses that I had done. And I had pictured Erica in the glasses. You know, they were big purple round retro pair of glasses. And I showed them to her because, you know, she's a chef, a private chef, vegan. She did yoga and all of that type of stuff. So I showed her the crystal glasses. And she's like, oh, my God, these are so lovely. And I had been doing her taxes for over 10 years. And I told her, I said, yeah, I could see Erica in these. And she said, girl, don't you know that I was Erica's personal assistant for years? I was like,
get out of here.
And she's been coming to me for years to get her taxes done. But we never spoke about eyewear and who she knew because I wasn't doing that then. I was her tax consultant.
Right.
You know,
y'all wasn't even focused on that, but
we was not even discussing anything like that.
It's like the spirit moved and y'all just connected, and that's awesome. What year was that? Do you remember?
I think that was 2016 when that happened.
Wow.
2017. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And that's what I mean by you got to reach back out to the people that you know, because now that you're doing something different, you don't know. Because I've known her for years, but we never spoke about crystals and, you know, none of that type of stuff because I was just doing her taxes. So she would come, we would chit-chat. I mean, we had a good rapport and everything, but we talked about other stuff, the people we knew in the neighborhood, this and that and other. But then now she came over this time, I'm doing something new, and showed her the glasses, and I had no idea that she was Erica's personal assistant. And that from that,
that's amazing.
That's when it really took off, because when Erica posted, she posted the glasses and a video, she posted it on New Year's Day.
Really?
And New Year's Day last year. You know, not last year, the year before last now.
Right.
2018 going to 2019. And Instagram just blew up.
We have a person calling in. Let's take their call and see if they have questions or comments for you. Let's hold the line. Okay. Hello, you're calling from 347-6472 is the last four digits. Who am I talking to?
This is Aaron Watford, a.k.a. the Soldier of Love.
Oh, my God. Welcome, Aaron.
What's up? AW on the line.
What's the deal? Listen, you know, I had to call in. You know, because like I said, I've known Claudia for a long time. I know the host for a long time. And I just wanted to say that I'm definitely proud to be a supporter and a wearer of Funkin' Crystal glasses. There's not a place that I go that when I'm rocking them glasses, I get stopped. People always ask me, where did you get these glasses from? And I'm just so happy and proud to support not only a dear friend, but a woman that had a vision and she stuck with her vision. And it's just a testament of when you believe in yourself and when you believe that you have something that's great and you just let it ride. So I'm so happy and I'm so proud. You know what I'm saying? Not only to be a friend, but to be a client.
You're amazing. You're amazing in your own self. So Aaron, tell me something, because she is so drawn into the healing factor of these eyewear pieces that she creates. What has it done for you internally when you wear your glasses that she's designed?
I mean, you know, so one of the things I've learned, you know, from Claudia is, you know, about these crystals, about healing crystals, is that, you know, because, I mean, I really didn't know a whole lot about it. You know, for me, it was always very just, you know, you make some great glasses and they're dope and they look great. But then, you know, it's just the feeling that you get when you just have, you know, these healing crystals, and then you start reading up on, you know, what these crystals can do. So for me, it just opened up my eyes just to learn more about energy and healing and just really putting myself in a position where, you know, now I'm able to, you know, understand what healing is about, what crystals are about. And so now, because I have these glasses, I started going out and buying crystals. So I have crystals at work. I have crystals that I keep in my gym bag. And, you know, because, I mean, people may not believe in it, but it really, really works. Or if I'm having not such a great day, you know, I'll hold one of my crystals and I'll make a prayer, and it really helps. And just rocking the glasses with crystals, you know, embellished on your face, I mean, you know what I'm saying, with that, you know, with your eye chakra, that's just, it just opens up so many avenues. So it's just not about being fashionable. It's about the crystals really work.
Yeah, I agree. And also, you sound super, super positive, peaceful, and at ease with self. That I follow you on Instagram, and I've noticed you've been doing so many phenomenal things with yourself, with the, you know, competing, and is it bodybuilding? Is that what you call it?
That is correct.
In traveling abroad, and I feel your energy when I even saw you at homecoming. So I believe her crystals are really rocking within you, and I do, and I am a believer in crystals. I carry certain ones with me because they do have healing qualities.
Absolutely,
so I totally
absolutely.
I agree with you. So with him saying all this, Claudia, what do you receive from that? And are you happy to hear that you're making an impact on people when they wear your eyewear?
Yeah, I'm definitely happy to hear that, because that was the purpose to begin with, is to spread the healing energy to the world. So that's the greatest part of it. That's what the mission is to, you know, to get as many people involved in healing crystals as possible, you know. Why not? You know,
yeah.
Something positive, something that, you know, that's going to, you know, bring you peace and calmness. Why wouldn't you want to experiment with that? You know,
I love
that. And they're nice, you know. So
it's
something different.
Very, very nice. Yes, it really is. So let's go forward with asking, you have any up and coming events that you want to talk about? Let the people know how they can follow you on the gram. Shoot your shot.
Okay, well, I'm on IG and Facebook at Funkin' Crystals, FUNKNCRYSTALS. Gosh, the website, www.funkincrystals.com. I have a lot of my styles up there. What a lot of people don't know, my eyewear is custom. So anything that you see on the website can be made in different colors, different crystals. You know, when you order, you are getting a freshly made pair. Your eyewear is created when it's ordered. So it's not just, if you don't see something on the website, you can always reach out, email me, or DM me on Instagram.
Okay. Now, as far as events, you have anything that you're involved in coming up that you want the people to know about?
Well, I'm not showcased at any events. Everything right now, I'm looking forward to Fashion Week. So everything is up in the air, you know. I haven't gotten confirmation yet on certain things that, you know, so I don't really want to, you know, put it out there. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to Fashion Week, and not just New York, you know. So I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to London and Paris, Milan, you know. I'm looking forward to the International Fashion Week, so.
I love that. And speaking of Fashion Week, to you all, it is going to be going down in New York, 2020 New York Fashion Week. It begins February 9th, 2020. I will be participating in Fashion Week this year. Bra designer Dana of her company is Ana Ono. These bras are for survivors of breast cancer, and they treat and heal, and the wear of them is very comfortable. So that's something that's going to be amazing. You can follow her and find out more information by going to the website. It's secure.metavivor.org. and find out more about the information on Fashion Week and to support a worthy cause. Overall, I've enjoyed speaking with you today. And before we go, if you don't mind me asking Aaron Watford, Aaron, what did you do to prepare yourself for the competition that you won? How did that begin, and what motivated you to even participate in that?
Well, I've always enjoyed working out. I've always, you know, feel like I've maintained a healthy lifestyle. And basically what happened, I went to a bodybuilding show, and I was in awe just about what your body can do when you treat it right. You know, I mean, I've seen, you know, 50-year-old and 60-year-old people up on stage competing against, you know, 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds. And I was like, wow. And I just knew that day that I wanted to do that. I mean, unfortunately, it was 10 years ago when I went to my first bodybuilding show. And then so, you know, I started joining gyms and I started eating better. But I really didn't know what it took. And then I met this amazing woman named Pauline Nelson, who is my current trainer. And basically she said, listen, we can do it. You know, it just requires you to really focus because, you know, everybody, you know, anybody that knows me knows I enjoy drinking champagne. However, she was like, yeah, for 6 months you can't drink champagne. And I thought that was going to be, you know, an issue. But again,
yeah.
To answer your question, I mean, it's no different than anything we want to do in life. You know, whether it's travel, whether it's going to school, whether it's committing to a relationship, it's just mind over matter. When you want to do something, you do whatever it takes. And, you know, that's why I'm so proud of Claudia because, you know, she had this vision of me. And I don't know if she spoke about it earlier, but she actually started making artwork. And it was beautiful with bongs and crystals.
We spoke on that.
And, you know, and it's just to see all of that come to fruition. And, you know, it's somebody that, you know, lives down the block from me, somebody who does my taxes, but she had this vision, you know, and, you know, I don't know how, if she ever thought about if she wanted to take it far, but it was something she was passionate about. And I think that's the word that I want to use for today is just being passionate about whatever it is you want to do. And I knew for me that competing was just something that I was passionate about. I mean, I just was like, I can't wait to do it. And then I didn't expect to win anything because for me, getting on stage was already winning enough. I didn't need a trophy.
Right.
I didn't need anybody to say I did a good job or I did a bad job because at the end of the day, I put in the work and I got it done. But then, of course, when I won in all four of my categories, first time competing, I just knew that this is where I wanted to be and this is what they say when they say dreams come true.
Yes, I love that. I love hearing your testimony, too. And I love the connection between you and Claudia because you are very fashion-forward, always have been, stylist. And we go way back. I told Claudia earlier, I've known you since I was 18 at VSU. And I've seen you grow, mature, and become a phenomenal person. And I agree with you. I've always done radio from college to commercial, and creating a podcast is something that I'm passionate about. And I love to feature individuals such as you all that have phenomenal stories because people need to hear that. The world needs to hear more positivity than negativity in the world. And having Claudia on the show today and yourself has been an eye-opener, and I love hearing that, and I love the connection between the two. So what I'm going to do now is ask Miss Claudia and Aaron. I always end my segment of these shows with a thought of the day. And it's something that you want to say to reflect this episode. And I will allow Claudia to give me your final thought for the day with this conversation that we had today.
My final thought for the day would be, she believed she could, so she did.
Amen. I love that. I love it. And that's just that's empowering. And ladies, even gents, young and old, if you have a passion about something, like both are saying, go forward and do. Do not let fear stop you. Aaron, what is your final thought of the day?
Well, you know, I'm gonna keep it to something that I just truly believe in. And for me, it's all about love. And I'm talking about true love. When you truly love your life and you truly love yourself, there is nothing in this world that you cannot do. You know, but it all starts with self. So at the end of the day, love each other, but more importantly, love yourself. And that's how I want to end the segment.
I love that. And you can find Aaron on Instagram, Soldier of Love. This brother is so passionate. And he also has these amazing T-shirts, and you should check him out on the gram, Soldier of Love on Instagram, and find out more about him. Claudia, of course, is Funkin' Crystals on the gram, and you can find her there as well. My final thought for today, we are going to walk into a newness in life. This is 2020, time for new changes, new thoughts, new visions, but always recognize who you are and never allow fear to stop you. I would love to say this has been an amazing show today and an eye-opener, just to give you an example of what you can do to individuals that just put their mind to it and they have been getting amazing results. So passion, but self-awareness, like my sister said, the metaphysical, look that up. That's the word for the day, metaphysical. Transcending and knowledge of self is always key. I would like to thank my guest today, Claudia Washington, creator of Funk Crystals, and follow her. And, hey, check out the eyewear because they are amazing. I want to thank you, Claudia, and thank you, Aaron, for participating in the show today. And I thank you. I thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
thank
quite
you.
Welcome. Yes. So we're gonna head out, and you'll catch me tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, you're going to love it. I have my co-host, and her name is Tisha Bowler. She's an AKA out of Baltimore, Maryland, and she is a 5-year in remission breast cancer survivor. Her segment of the show is T and the Big C. We touch on topics for breast cancer awareness. The show actually starts tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And call in and listen to us if you are interested in understanding more about breast cancer and the things that affect others and others that are making phenomenal steps in their life. I actually am a breast cancer survivor myself, and I'm 4 months in remission, and I'm going forward, and I feel strong, and God is amazing, and he will do amazing things for you. Like my brother and sister said, just focus. I'm focused, man. I'm focused. Are you focused, Aaron?
I think he jumped off.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
No, listen. I got a moving parts. I'm doing grad school work right now. There's a lot of moving parts right now.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Aaron.
No problem.
All
anytime.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Claudia, for calling in. I'll be speaking to you soon.
Okay.
Peace, sis.
Thank you.
So this is your girl, Ty Jones. We just spoke with amazing, phenomenal female, creator of Funkin' Crystals, Claudia Washington, also joining us in the studio with Aaron Washford. And he does have some fly T-shirts, guys, and gear for Soldier of Love. I just want to thank you all for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow and follow me on the gram. It's Love Jones Ty, and that is on Instagram. Also, Ty Jones on Facebook. You can find me there. And I'll see you and talk. Well, I won't see you, but I'll talk with you tomorrow. All right? Taking me out of here, I want to play a sister that has a beautiful voice. She's a songbird. This is Tasha Scott with Magic.
Caught up in your magic.